everybody, I'm Doug McLeod, and I want to invite you to join me on The Raven and the Blues.
Did see you trouble, a whole lot of trouble. I was looking for trouble, I believe it done found me. Well, when I first saw you, babe, the man, you was out of sight. The hair up high, the dynamite flame. Trouble must be your middle name. Are you trouble? Baby, you just my kind. You a whole lot of trouble, the trouble I had in mind. Hey, look out now. Well, a little bit of wine, a taste of gin, a big blue eyes and a devilish grin. You trouble.
The word trouble used as a term of endearment, the way I tend to do it as well. Oh, hello, trouble. That's looking for trouble. And King Wilson opening up The Raven and the Blues. And that's a tech from the album of the same name from some, what, 13 years ago now. And it's being played simply because he was one of the winners at the Blues Awards in Memphis last week. And so this whole show is dedicated to the winners of the awards. He picked up the harmonica player of 2016, King Wilson. Good stuff indeed. And so this whole show is given over to artists who picked up awards of different types. And in fact, it looks like an hour and a quarter long. So it may be. I don't know. I mentioned they're looking for trouble. Here's another track with trouble in the title. It's Muddy Waters' 100th album, the celebration of his 100th birthday. You know what I mean. It came out last year, end of 2015. And featuring on it is another person who picked up an award along the way as the traditional blues male artist, Bob Margolin.
Been satisfied, and I just can't keep from Well, I'm trouble. I'm in all good mind. Well, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep from crying. Yeah, my baby, she quit me. Seemed like my mama was dead. I got real worried, girl, and it drove it to my head. I'll be trouble. I'll be all good mind. Yeah, I've never been satisfied, and I just can't keep from crying.
McKinley Morganfield, born in 1915, and John Primer had the idea of actually putting an album together to commemorate his 100th birthday, the anniversary of his 100th birthday. Should have been in 2015. It wasn't. It came out in 2016 in the end. Muddy Waters 100 is the album featuring John Primer there, and also Bob Margolin. Bob Margolin picked up the award for the traditional blues male artist. The Blues Awards in Memphis every year, they break it down into traditional, contemporary, and acoustic, and rock as well. And so you'll find you'll have an award for blues artist, contemporary, and blues artist traditional. And we've played the traditional blues male artist there, and the album of the traditional blues album of the year is this one. A gentleman I saw on the outskirts of Paris a couple of years ago, a wonderful concert. It's the fabulous and the wonderful Larry Bell. Can't Shake This Feeling, the album of the year for the Blues Awards in the traditional category. Thank you.
gonna stay.
They sit together on a porch. The dark almost falling. The house behind them dark. Their supper done with, dishes washed and dried. Only two plates now, two glasses. With her hands folded in her lap, at rest, and he smokes his pipe. They do not speak a word. And when they speak, at last, it is to say what each one knows, the other knows. They sit together on a porch. The dark almost falling. The house behind them dark.
Isn't that wonderful? One of my favourite albums of 2016. The Happiest Man in the World is the title of the album. Eric Bibb and North Country Far, the artist, and a track there called On the Porch. And that picked up the award for the acoustic album of the year, The Happiest Man in the World. And before that, you heard the traditional blues album of the year, Larry Bell, and Can't Shake This Feeling, and a track from that called I Get So Weary. I know the feeling. As well as acoustic albums, there's historical albums and rock blues albums. We've got those to come if we can squeeze them all in. But overall, there is one album of the year, which in all the categories is the one that the Blues Foundation vote for. And this is the one. It's called Porcupine Meat. We've been playing tracks from it over the course of the year. And it's Bobby Rush.
what I know. Give me one night in your garden, baby, I'll show you what I know. I'm a nighttime gardener, I can make anything grow. You got a man water in your garden, baby, oh, he ain't doing me right. Be your gardener, I'll do it right, but I don't start to work, girl, till after midnight. I'm a nighttime gardener, let me do your yard for you. I'm a nighttime gardener, I do anything to please. Yes, I'm a nighttime gardener, girl, I cut your yard to please. If I can't do it standing up, I even get down on my knees.
Between you and me, I can't help feeling that sometimes that somehow that nighttime gardener has got some hidden meaning. But I was listening to the lyrics and couldn't fully gather it. He said he had floodlights if it got dark, and he didn't mind working after midnight. But anyway, nevertheless, Bobby Rush, featuring also Keb Moe on that track as well, with the album of the year, the Porcupine Meat, and a track called Nighttime Gardener. As well as album of the year, they have a song of the year as well, and this is the track which became the song of the year. Curtis Delgado, off his album, which came out also last year, 2016. This is the song of the year in the Blues Foundation, Walk a Mile in My Blues.
Imagine this here life and all the things I've been through. I've been knocked down so many times. Hard times ain't nothing new. I've been cut from stem to stern, so back up again. Lost my brother to the needle, lost my wife to her best walk a mile in my blues. I know I'm not the only one to walk a trail of tears, and I've got the scars to prove it. I've been on
track and track of the year in the views of the Blues Foundation in the States. You may be saying, how do these votes get counted? I think anything to do with voting can be contentious, whether it's presidential elections, or here in the UK we've got our own elections coming up, or whether it's just Blues Awards. And it depends on who votes and how they vote. And there are very different ways of doing it, and I think all of them create arguments and discussion. The way that the Blues Foundation works is quite simple. If you're a member of the Blues Foundation, you can vote. I don't know how many members they've got, but it's worldwide. You can join as a full member if you're a UK Blues Federation, which I'm a member. We're a member also of the Blues Foundation. Pay $100 for that. But I'm also a private member. I pay my $25. It's called a Blues Fan, and I get a nice little card every year, and it enables me to vote. So that's how all the votes come in. As to how many of the members actually vote, I have no idea. And so the figures are kind of, I don't know. But I mean, it's all a fair way of doing it. I'll compare that, say, with the UK Blues Awards, which sadly are arresting this year while they resolve some of the problems of the voting. But if the UK Blues Awards, anybody could vote. All you had to do was just have an email address. And you have instances, or you can have instances, where, say, if you're in a band and you're married to a school teacher, say, the school teacher could go to school and say, right, we're going to have an IT exercise, boys and girls. I want you, as part of an IT exercise using the internet, is to go online and vote for Jim Smith. Don't giggle, it has happened. So it's very difficult to sort out. But nevertheless, the Blues Awards were last week in Memphis. And let's move now to the Coco Taylor Award. A couple of blues greats who died in the last decade or so have had an award named after them. We've got two of them side by side here. And on the Coco Taylor Award, it's a lady with a track from an album which came out at the beginning of this year, actually. But she picked up the the Coco Taylor Award. Her name is Deanna Greenleaf.
I can't wait to hear the blues tonight.
Diana Greenleaf, making her debut on the show, actually, a track from her brand new album, Trying to Hold On, and I Can't Wait to Hear the Blues Tonight. And if I sounded a little bit confused, it's because she appeared on the wrong fader on the mixer. When I say the fader on the mixer, you know, you're familiar with the photographs of mixers and stuff, and they have these slider faders, and she should have come up on track 5. And it was all waiting there, and all of a sudden she bounded up on track 11, which threw me completely out, hence the stuttering and going to pieces towards the end. It's the Raven and the Blues going through the Blues Foundation's awards in Memphis last week, and that was the Coco Taylor Award to Deonna Greenleaf, and now Pintop Perkins, who died, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess now, he left a historical award behind him, the Pintop Perkins Piano Player of the Year, and here he is, Victor Wainwright, together with the Wild Roots, and this is the title track of his album from a couple of years ago called Boomtown.
In a boomtown, I'm gonna try to get rich. Heading up to boomtown, I'm gonna make my pitch. I ain't gonna
Pine Top Perkins, Piano Player of the Year, Victor Wainwright, together with the band The Wild Roots there, and from a couple of years ago, the title track of the album, Boomtown. One of the subcategories in the Blues Awards is Soul. Soul Blues Male Artist was Curtis Salgado, we've already featured him, and Soul Blues Female Artist is this lady, Mavis Staples.
This morning with my mind staying on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind staying on the Lord. Woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and praying with my mind staying on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind, staying on the Lord. Singing and praying with my mind, staying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Walking and talking with my mind, staying on the Lord. Walking, I'm talking with my mind, staying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind, staying on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind, staying on the Lord. Singing and praying with my mind, staying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Three-piece band that does was a damn good show. I might find me a bell looking for a brand new boat. And don't you know they rock it? Ooh, all night long. Everybody be rolling. Just a can on. We going down to the roadhouse.
Track that gets played on the Roadhouse with Tony Styler Denison at some stage. That's called Going Down to the Roadhouse, and that's Doug McLeod, taken for his brand new album Break the Chain. And Doug picked up the Acoustic Artist of the Year. He was also in with a shout for the Acoustic Album of the Year, but pipped to the post by Eric Bibb. But it's great to get him getting Acoustic Artist of the Year as well. Okay, we're going through the Blues Awards from last week in Memphis and into the final 15 minutes. Let's move now to the Contemporary Male Artist of the Year. His name is Kenny Neal. This is a track from his album from last year, a title track, in fact, Bloodline.
Down in Louisiana, where the blues bloodline runs deep. Grandpa was a preacher, the apple don't fall far from the tree. Daddy sang the blues, and the bloodline run through me. Grandpa died, daddy gone, now I'm here to carry on bloodline. All the young ones coming on, I got to pass it on, bloodline. Blues bloodline run deep, I got the blues from my head to my feet. Grandma put me on the morning bench, I had to jump up and begin to sing. Hallelujah.
I used to pray all along. I love to sit and listen to a moaning groan.
Neil, title track, the album came out last year. It's called Bloodline. Okay. It's going to be tight to get everybody squeezed in. I have to do a bit of chitting around here. Basically, instrumentalist in the horn section was Terry Hank from the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And they also picked up an album for, which one was it as well? They also got an album. Oh, yes, Let Me Get By. They got the Rock Blues Album of the Year. And Susan Tedeschi picked up the Contemporary Female. So we'll roll them all together into one particular track. This one's just come out. It's from Live at the Fox in Oakland in California. Tedeschi Trucks Band and Just the Strange.
Hey, it's been a lie.
band that picked up the Best Rock Blues Album of the Year. Susan picked up the Contemporary Female Artist of the Year. And Terry Hank picked up the Horn Instrumentalist section. And that's a Tedeschi Trucks Band from their brand new album, Live at the Fox in Oakland in California. And Just the Strange. Okay, so far so good. Now it's time for the dissension. This is the bit which caused people to boo in the hall, which is rather sad. And it's the award of the Entertainer of the Year, the BB King Entertainer of the Year, and also the Instrumentalist Guitar Player of the Year went to the same person, and that is Joe Bonamassa. And so, and as I say, that caused an outcry of some hissing and some booing in the hall. But again, on the discussions afterwards, basically, all those who are members of the foundation were entitled to vote, and they did vote, and those are the votes that counted. And whether you like it or not, it's a bit like not liking the result of an election, isn't it, really? It's all kind of strange. Okay, Joe Bonamassa, live in the Carnegie Hall, his brand new album acoustically, and here he is with Black Lung Heartache.
Thank you.
I know there are some of my fellow DJs in the UK who will never play him at all. Kind of easy either way, really. Joe Bonamassa recorded live in the Carnegie Hall his new album, An Acoustic Evening, just been released under Black Lung Heartache. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week, the awards Raven and the Blues. There's one more track to go. We're going to overrun a little bit. If you aren't a member of the Blues Foundation and fancy joining, just go onto the internet and look for Blues Foundation. If you're UK-based, you don't have to be, but especially if you are UK-based and you aren't a member of the UK Blues Federation, you really should be, because by being a member, it'll probably help you to send a band to Memphis next year and send a band to Norway next year as well for the Blues Challenges. And also you get to know all kinds of things and you get discounts and you can get into the Cavern in September cheaply out to see our big challenge for this year. Some really, really fine bands. But no more talking. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. I'm going to close with an artist who I didn't actually know, which is appalls me to say it. But he's the Emerging Artist of the Year, the best emerging artist. And it's this gentleman called John Del Toro Richardson. And so I went to look for him, and he's rather good. So we're going to close with that. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues.co.uk, or even raven.dj. Join me in a week's time for service back to normal in some ways, and let's close with John Del Toro Richardson, a lovely, lovely track. It's called Tango. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Bye bye.